This article is entitled, This is What It Means, A Father and Pastor Reflects on Fatherhood. It's written for us by Scott Seek. It was the worst thing I could ever imagine. I was 6 years old, sitting on the sofa. My mom had answered the phone in the kitchen and quickly handed it to my dad. He was trying to be quiet, but I knew what had happened. His dad, my grandfather, had unexpectedly died. Losing your dad immediately became the worst thing that I could ever imagine. And after that phone call, my dad came to sit on the sofa, and what he did next literally set the course of my life. He put his arm around me to console me, and here he was going through the worst thing I could imagine, and he was concerned about me. This, I realized, is what it means to be a father. Over the course of my life, when I've read Bible verses such as John 3:16, I've come to realize that this is the depth of God's love for us, deeper even because this verse tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. It's a love that goes even deeper than the love my dad showed to me. And this is what it means that God is our Father. 40 years later, I was enjoying an unremarkable breakfast with my wife and two kids, and I can't remember a single thing we talked about, but I'll forever remember that what happened next. After we walked out of the restaurant, my wife and I hugged our older child as she turned and walked away to college. That was it. She was off. We got back in the car and started the 1,000-mile drive back home. We didn't say much during that long drive and the next months to come when the house just felt kind of off. I kept thinking about that moment. I'd expected tears from my daughter, some hint that this was hard for her. But she hadn't given us that, neither had I to my parents when I departed for college. But I remember sitting on the porch with my dad a few nights before I left. He was drinking a beer, and I'm confident that I had my customary two sips and no more. That night he told me something that he's told me many times since. He said, "This is how it's supposed to be." He said, talking about going off to college, "You're supposed to go off and live your own life." And that was the whole point. And this is now I realized also what it means for me to be a father. It also reveals how God is our Father. God may have sent Jesus, but Jesus said yes, and he went. Jesus chose the path of the cross, the path of death and life in the Garden of the Gethsemane, and he prays, "Father, if you're willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Jesus chose to go to Jerusalem. He chose the cross, chose suffering and death for you and me and all of us, and he found a calling, and he followed it. God wants the same for all of his children. This is also what it means that God is our Father. My younger child will soon be following his big sister off to college, and I wonder what his path will be, not just in college, but in life. What will it be like watching him walk away as my daughter did? It's hard to imagine, but it is coming. And as my dad said, well, that's the point. Well, part of it anyway. The other part is knowing that we're loved more than we could ever imagine. God is a loving parent, better than even the best of moms or dads. And that love isn't just meant to be keeping us safe, though it's meant also to kind of send us on our way. I've been truly blessed to have the parents I do, and I hope my kids feel the same way about me. And I also hope and pray that the love poured on them by God and their mother and me will lead them to a life that God intended for them. And if it does, I know that somewhere, somehow, they will bless others as they have been blessed, and I know what joy it will bring them and others. And this is what it means that God is our Father.